1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
We got a new feature on our website, the R.C. Collins blog. Check that out. R.C. is now blogging. And this one, he talks about the Commandant's Ball, where they practice the annual Commandant's Apple Bob. And it has something to do with, you know, the young cadets there at Bradley Military Academy. They bring their dates for the Commandant's Ball. And the queen of the Commandant's Ball is the young lady voted the queen by the assembled cadets, and then she is escorted over to Commandant Wireman's quarters there above the parade grounds at Dunko Hall. And as the assembled cadets sing the Bradley anthem, "Tis to you, O sweet shimmering Bradley," the Commandant and the Queen of the Ball perform the traditional apple bob. And then apparently, but she's treated with honor and dignity, and she's hosed off. I don't know, man. It's there. Now, what are the... I don't understand, Doug, if you're listening to me, man. I'm not complaining, but remember I asked you to Photoshop my face onto that poster? In other words, replace Hitler with me? How come you didn't do that, man? What? What happened, dude? Weren't able to do it? And also... Oh, yeah. So I wanted to finish this, because I'm kind of proud of this. We're going to be taking a part in something that is called the Read Across America. And tomorrow, just to make a long story short, we'll be going out to the Compton Unified School District. And we're going to have, a little reading time with the kids there. And I think it's Washington Carver Middle School. And you read to the kids for a couple of hours. You know, I don't know. I read my rear end off, man. I'm serious. I'm reading like 3 or 4 books at once. Now, granted, it's all about Nazis, but, you know, a guy's got to start somewhere. Look at, I'm reading at least. It's like in the old days, they say, how many books you read this summer? About 20. And then you realize, because I was raised in the Catholic school system, and they always had us read those saints books. Do your book report for Friday. Okay, I'll go over and get one of them saint books. You know, they made these saint books for the kids. They were no thicker than maybe a pamphlet. You know, Saint Bernadette, Saint Philip, Saint Ed, Saint Bob, Saint Yamal, Saint JJ, and you do a report on that, and boom, you're done. You're like, this one girl I knew, she read all of them. She did like 50 of them in one summer and did book reports. Man, she had her book reports done for like 6 years out. I couldn't even get my act together for that. But now I like to read, and I read my whole thing's history. I don't know. I just, call me crazy, call me goofy looking.
You're bringing Mein Kampf tomorrow, right?
I ain't bringing you Mein Kampf. And by the way, bud, if you want to read Mein Kampf, go online.
What do you mean?
Mein Kampf is online. You can get it.
Are you kidding me, man? What about the royalties?
Let's see. Hitler shot himself? I guess he ain't around to collect them.
What about extended family?
Ain't nobody around in the Hitler family to collect it, man. It's eminent domain now, or public domain, or whatever the hell they call it.
What's that mean?
It means the bread doesn't go to anybody but the cat selling it, okay? That means that Mein Kampf, nobody's selling that piece of crap, man. You could go online and get it for free. In fact, I tried reading it today. Oh, my God.
You and Nazis, man. There's a whole thing going on there.
I ain't the guy that's got a problem with black folks, so just, back it down a notch. Found a couple of good websites for you. One's called Aryan Unity. But you'd like that. Whole bunch of white guys that look just like you. Lopsided heads. In any event, it'll be tomorrow, and that'll be fun. And I think that, reading's important. I don't know how many people read. I don't dig reading fiction. I don't care anymore. I don't care about John. What's his name? Grisham? I don't care. I don't care what cockamamie story he's cooking up. I want to escape. Madden 2005. I want reality, books, documentaries. I want some good entertainment. Any action movie. Matrix Revolution. Evil Dead. I want a little dramatic sensibility going on, baby, huh? You know, I'll check out some, check out some kind of one of them alternative movie house deals. If I want anything. I'm not into reading cats made up stuff. It's kind of like the reason why I don't really dig, other than the SC football, because we got season tickets and UC Davis. Way to do it, Davis against Stanford. Yeah. I don't really dig college football because I want to see the best of the best, right? And to me, that's the pro game, baby. Go see college football. Yeah, oh, great. Okay. Why don't we get season tickets for the Palm Springs Angels, too? That'll be a thrill.
you ever read the Red Bear and Snoopy book to the brats?
What brats?
Your kids.
My kids ain't brats to you, Dickman. And no, I didn't read the Red Snoopy Baron book.
You told me you did.
I did not. My wife read that Polar Express thing, and then they made it into a movie. So anyway, Maria used to read the Polar Express to the kids, or she had the record. Then they made it into a movie, but then the kids were too old. You know, it kind of gets kind of sad. Every Christmas, man, she tries to get the kids around for the Polar Express, and now they're like 19, and it's just not the same. You remember when their little shining faces were all ready for bed, and their socks were on, and they're all looking at, waiting for the Polar Express? Now they're just like, they're covered in hair, these guys. Just, yeah, okay, Mom, we'll sit down. And they're like humoring her. Come on, let's listen to the Polar Express. Okay. All right, 1-800-449-8686. We got coming up, I've got an idea, and I wanted to talk to you guys about this. And David just, I want to talk with David, too, about compiling a comprehensive list of the top songs since 1960. And the real, I pulled 1960 kind of out of the air because, in a way, modern music started about then, I think. And so we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Anyway, here's my idea. To compile a comprehensive list of the top 500, not top 500, just the top songs since 1960. And I got to thinking about it, and I thought, well, all right, where do I begin? I don't want to do anything with record sales, but record sales are important. It tells you what people liked. And I believe that what people like is essentially what lasts. There's no art that lasts that people didn't like. Beethoven, Mozart, all of those guys, their music is famous because it was popular. And so it goes, you know. Like, oh, I don't know, Van Gogh. You could say, well, Van Gogh didn't get any... he didn't get anybody noticing his art in his lifetime. Yeah, but eventually they did. I mean, the guy had to croak and cut his ear off, but eventually it started selling big, huge. So I figured, well, maybe the Beach Boys. But then I realized, like, Good Vibrations. Then I realized there's a lot of Beach Boys songs that I've been there. Beatles, the same thing. I started thinking about songs like Maggie May by Rod Stewart, and suddenly the whole thing just sucked. So I gave it up. The reason why I don't want to do it is because it's a talk radio audience.
What, do you think they're dumbasses?
No, I do not think they're dumbasses. I think that you're going to get a wide variety. It's not going to make sense, man. It's all ages checking in.
I think you just think they're dumbasses. And in that sense, I agree with you. Of course they are. But here's the thing.
You know, you're going to regret some of the stuff you say.
We're off the air, right, bud?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. You just throw them a bone, man. How bad is it going to be? Go ahead.
How much time, bud?
We're back on.
Can I ask you a question before you tell me?
Yeah, yes, sir.
How old are you?
Yes, sir. I'm 73 years of age, and I have a lovely song that I think is the all-time wonderful song. How much is that doggy in the window, Patti Page? And, all right, put it down.
What do you mean, put it down?
Write it down on the list!
Excuse me, who is the other gentleman?
That's David G. Hall.
I'm David G. Hall, sir. Thank you very much. Hey, let me tell you something.
Can I put you on hold for a minute, sir?
Did you get my vote? How much is that doggy in the window, Patti Page? You got the vote, right?
Go ahead, another call. Hi.
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
I'm fine, dear. Who is this?
This name is Leonard, Phil, and I wanted to vote on my favorite song on your program.
Okay, dear.
You aren't kidding. Some of these people are ancient. Nice going with the demographics, Phil.
That ain't my problem, man. These are the people that call.
I'm sorry, Phil. I've got some static on it.
That's nothing. Go ahead.
Phil, my favorite song is Walking the Dog by Rufus Thomas. Walking the Dog. I don't know if you know that song, but it's just a wonderful, wonderful number.
Top song since 1960.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Walking the Dog by Rufus Thomas.
That is correct. Yes, sir.
Jesus H.
Who am I speaking with?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Lloyd Bonafide. I don't mean to be disrespectful, but isn't that song a tad, shall we say, ethnic?
Well, if you are saying it is a black song, let me say, How Much Is That Doggy in the Window by Patti Page is mayonnaise white.
Okay, both of you guys go on hold.
Don't put me on hold.
Al, how you doing?
Young man, we are having a hell of a time listening. You are always entertain the sweet living Jesus out of us, Phil, and we just thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy it. And we'd like to thank you very much for, we have you here.
Phil, it's Viola.
Yeah.
Phil, we have our favorite song of the last 50 years. Is that what you wanted?
No, since 1960.
Oh, since 1960. Give up.
I didn't know that that was... I thought you said the last 50 years.
If I did, I might have inadvertently. I meant since 1960.
You get their vote. Hold on. What? My landing gear is still down, and the tires are crooked. Screw it. I'm bringing it in. All right, Phil.
So brave.
Phil, we love that song.
This is the top song since 1960.
Yes. What is it? The one... Oh, my God, the gas! Turn the gas back on, you idiot! You gotta go to the other alternate tank, Viola. How many times do I tell you that?
Well, I didn't know.
I'm not climbing out on the wing again and getting the prop started again.
Are you guys going from tank to tank?
Well, we've got an alternate reserve tank, and she never remembers to turn it on because she's picking the gradu out from underneath between her freaking toes. God! All right, Phil, the song we... What is this?
Phil, we love that song, Jeremiah Was a Bulldog, or a Frog, or something.
Jeremiah, yeah, Joy to the World.
Oh, well, Jesus, don't jump up and down with glee.
What's the matter with the song, Phil?
Nothing, man, nothing. It's...
Oh, you think you're stuck? So you think when you squat and you look back in the bowl, it doesn't smell as... See what I mean? No gas! Jeremiah was a bullfrog. Why, you lousy, stinking...
How much is that prostitute in the window? The one with the funky-looking hair. I wish I... Oh, no, please, not the face, Phil. I got a photo shoot at 8 for Campbell's Soup.
Ow! Since when is Bud a model? I don't understand. This is not going to work out, man. It's just I can't do it, and I'm not going to do it, and forget about it. Yes, sir?
Mr. Henry, I'm still here, and I was...
You're the guy that started it all with How Much Is That Doggy in the Window?
Let me tell you what, son. I'm a Korean War veteran. When I got back... That's the song that made me fall in love with my wife.
Well, I understand it was popular in your day.
You better believe it. That and the Tennessee Waltz. Oh, God, I remember the night that I met my wife, Marjorie. We were at a mixer, and it was down the street at Bill Thompson's in his cellar. And I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee Waltz, you know, and you get all goopy and you make out with her, and the next thing you know, you're in the... Well, you're getting busy, and we were married, and but that wasn't the woman that I'm married to now, Marjorie. That was actually Bill. And
okay, yeah, thanks. So it was a gay thing.
You might say that.
All right. He's down in Bill Thompson's cellar. You notice people have basements, but only this guy's got a cellar. It's like a fruit cellar. It's a sports bar fruit cellar. I don't know, man. All right, 1-800-449.
What about that Pastor Rennick guy? You got to check in.
Maybe he'll call. I don't know. I know what he's going to want. It's either Fire by Ohio Players or Give It to Me by Rick James. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil. How are you doing?
Good.
Phil, we're really enjoying your program tonight, and I wanted to call with my favorite song since
1960.
Yeah. It's a song that I really love called Rupert Holmes, Escape, parentheses, the Pina Colada Song.
Okay.
You writing it down?
I'm writing it down.
I just love that song. I don't think there's a woman in the audience that doesn't really like that song. And I'll tell you what, we sent a copy over to Mr. Dykeman. And
Lame Bud Dykeman.
And whatever, and he said he'd play it.
Well, ma'am,
Well, I was assured by Mr. Dykeman as well as Mr. Holmes.
I said you could sing a song. I was like, at least one song on your show. It's like a musical every night, you know? Last night it was Rennick going ape on that whole...
You watch that ape talk when you're talking about Rennick, man. He'll go wild all over you.
Like a monkey.
Right.
All right, so anyway...
All right, so what is the song again?
Well, let me repeat myself. It's Escape, the Pina Colada song by Rupert Holmes. And...
Well, why do we have to hear you sing it? I mean...
What are you going to be talking about music without playing it?
You know, I really take that personally.
My wife's a very good singer, Mr. Henry. She sang for a number of years in Atlantic City.
Oh, okay. Well...
No, it's probably not good enough for you.
Well, Phil, I think that it's... Oh, my God.
Hit for the bunker.
What is that?
I hit the wrong button. I'm sorry.
Would you get the sound effects out of here, man, and hit the right song? Here it is. Your name is Bobby?
Bobby Dooley, yeah. I'm just swaying back and forth. I'm swaying.
Wow, what a sexy broad I'm married to. And what a butt, too.
You're really sweet. Isn't he sweet? I was tired of my lady. We've been together too long. Like a worn-out recording of a favorite song.
Great, honey.
So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal column, there was a letter that... I love this part.
If you like pina colada...
Get out of here! That just, you know...
What?
What do you mean, what? All of a sudden, she turned into a freaking alto.
What happened to the broad?
I hung up on her, man. She's freaky.
Ah, she had a frog in her voice.
Yeah.
If you like pina coladas.
So there you go, folks. That is that's why it's a bad idea, man. So it's a lousy idea. All of those song, those countdowns, it's never going to work. Every time you do one, somebody says, hey, didn't do this one. Every time you put in the one the guy wanted you to put in, then you left out one that you thought was, you know. I'll never forget when I was in high school. I got a hold of a magazine, and it was one of these decades in review. All right, I was just graduating from high school, and it was Life magazine. Now, this seemed like a no-brainer to me, but what the hell do I know, right? I'm a senior in high school. I got a hold of this magazine, decade in review. And then when they got to the section on sports, the football team that they featured were the Cleveland Browns. Now, there was a team called the Green Bay Packers that had won 2 Super Bowls and like 5 NFL championships, but they didn't have them there. I said, well, that's really retarded, and I went on with my young life. But then I read all the letters to the editor the next week, and everybody said the same thing. What the hell is with you and the Cleveland Browns? And then they write something lame like this. You know, everyone has their opinion. And if we included everyone's opinion, then we'd make somebody else angry. So we just went with what we thought was... And I'm saying, you know nothing of sports. You know nothing of sport. If you don't put the Green Bay Packers in there, you got the Cleveland Browns. Well, Mr. Hendry, you know, everyone has an opinion. No, this isn't just my opinion, man. They won 5 freaking NFL championships. Probably the same thing with music, you know. I heard a guy call up one time on a talk show when I was in Miami. He was calling up a guy, one of the guys on our station, and he said, in all earnestness,
"Yes, sir, did you see Gettysburg last night on TV? Oh, my God, Martin Sheen should win an Academy Award."
And I remember thinking, that's about as lousy a movie as I've ever seen. And Martin Sheen as Robert E. Lee? I didn't know whether to flip or fall on it, man. I thought I was going to go outside and pee all over the driveway, laugh. It was the worst movie I've ever seen, the worst piece of acting I ever saw, the longest, most drawn-out turd of a flick, these guys giving long speeches in tents with cigars going, and some chick in a bonnet looking wide-eyed, all doe-eyed at the guy when he's going, "I'm going to go back there to Georgia someday, but right now," and it's going on and on and on. And then the greatest part of the flick, though, is when Sheen shows up as Robert E. Lee. Oh, man. Yeah, sure looks like Robert E. Lee to me. Number one. Number two, what is Martin Sheen, about 2'6"? Okay, that works. Put a little guy like that up on a big freaking white horse, okay? What does it look like? It looks like you're giving a kiddie ride. It looks like you're giving kiddie rides on the horse. You dress some kid in a big hat and a saber and stuck him up on a horse. There you go, kid. Pretend like you're Robert E. Lee. All right. The only thing that was good about that flick, the dude that played Ike Clanton, Stephen Lang, he was in Gettysburg as some general, and that guy just kicks ass. He's always like, "I'll say, General Boy," you know, he's riding along on a horse and everything. I mean, I dig historical movies if they're like, if they're not trying to sell me some schmaltz, but when you give me that whole Robert E. Lee litany, I say now, boys, when we return to Virginia, and the mint juleps and the lemonade is being served up so fresh and rare, then we'll know that our fight was worthy. I never can get these movies that try to make the South look like it was all equal and cool. Everybody was cool. No, they weren't, man. You know, you ever see these Civil War movies? Well, there was suffering on both sides. Like, I love Clint Eastwood, but that outlaw Josie Wales sucks. You want to know why? Because he was like a Confederate dude who's all, like, outraged. Okay, fine. But maybe, just maybe, a few million slaves kind of balances that one out. Like horsewhipping a guy and, you know, beating him to death with a rifle butt might just sort of... All those you know, you never noticed that? Seriously. Guys all... Yes, it was a terrible war for both sides, General Beauregard. And, you know, like Cold Mountain. What a turd. Did you see Cold Mountain? Actually, it ain't bad, okay? And I got to tell you, I saw Cold Mountain with Nicole Kidman and Jude Law. When I heard Nicole Kidman bust into the South Carolina accent, I dropped the popcorn and I buried my face in my hands and began to just heave sobs because, and my wife said, what's wrong? I said, it's going to be bad because her Southern accent sucks. And there goes $8. And I was looking forward to a really bitching movie. But it actually turned out okay. Jude Law was pretty cool. Renee Zellweger with all that hick thing she did, the Academy Award for that. She was fantastic. But the whole pitch here on how all the Southerners suffered just as much. Look at, man, maybe the cats that they enlisted into the army, but the whole reason for that freaking war, there was a few million folks, man, who were like, you know, I don't know, shoved into freaking iron cages. You know, the thing called slavery? And don't give me that bull crap about how it wasn't about slavery for Lincoln. It was an economic war. Get out of here. You wouldn't know history, man, if it was your own. You wouldn't know history if somebody shoved your birth certificate in your face.
Well, you know, that Civil War, that wasn't really about the slaves.
Oh, really? Is that right?
Oh, no, no. No. You see, Lincoln, he didn't care about the Negro. No, not at all. Well,
it happens to be a fact that, Lincoln gave a speech nominated for the Republican Party that was against slavery in 1860.
Well, that doesn't matter. Well, it doesn't. Well, let's just blow past that piece of history, huh, shall we? Well, he couldn't legally, the Emancipation Proclamation was a joke. Why, didn't you hear that black senator from Illinois? What's his name? That guy with the name Kunta Kinte Boomerang something?
What do you mean Boomerang?
Who's that cat from Illinois?
I don't know, but his name ain't Boomerang.
It's some wild name. He thinks Lincoln was full of crap. If a black guy thinks Lincoln's full of crap, well, then you have nothing to say about it. He has absolute moral authority. White man.
All right, thank you. All right, we'll take a break. 1-800-449-8686. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, come on, man. I don't want to hear this song.
Phil, it's my song. I'm sorry.
Come on. I
was petrified. You told... Aren't you doing the song list?
I'm not doing it anymore. I don't want to do this song. You know, you already sound like a drag queen.
How dare you? How dare you?
You already sound like a drag queen. Now you're going to sound even perfect singing this.
So you think I sound butch, is that it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, for a butch woman, I have a husband and a son, and I got a lot of men that want some of this sweet thing. Woo! I will survive, even if Frank dies.
I'm hanging up on you, Margaret.
I'll see you in hell.
Just because she can't sing, I will survive, she'll see me in hell? Go, I tell you what. Put it on your Walkman and run around the block in your jogging outfit. All right, here's a little information for you guys. By the way, our web address is www.philhendryshow.com if you'd like to check out our website because it tells you all you need to know, I would hope and I would think, and about the Phil Hendry Show, things that are happening. As we mentioned, we're going to be taking part in Read Across America tomorrow. We'll be in the Compton Unified School District reading to the kids there. There's a lot of people taking part in this. We'll be at the Carver Elementary School, but the big names that I saw on the press release that I read are not included in the press release that we put on the site, so I don't remember who. There's some cats that, like, are, you know, I don't. And also,
If you'd like to get a subscription to our website, please check on our Listen Live weeknights banner. Click on that, baby, and it'll take you on over to get your backstage pass info. R.C. Collins' blog is up and running. And other things. All right, 1-800-449-8686. So I got to hear a list. All these people, you know, once again, because we live at the beginning of the millennium, because the world didn't end when everybody said it was supposed to. You remember that? You remember all those nuts that went into the mountains back in the late 90s?
World's coming to an end. Oh, ho, ho. Oh boy, are you cats in for it now, man?
Yep, it's all coming down. Yeah, they went up into their bunker complex. Guess what? 2005. Hey, man, I'm going out for steak dinner tomorrow night. What are you guys eating? Rat meat? So now they come slithering out of their holes, and, you know, they're still predicting the end of the world. Why? Well, now we have these hurricanes. See, if it ain't Y2K, it's not the Iraq War. Remember how the armies of the world were going to converge on Jerusalem around, say, let me see, gee, according to Nostradamus, 1999. Last time I checked, that was 6 years ago. Hey, Nostradamus, you know what? I think you're full of crap.
How dare you?
Oh, get out of here.
Well, I'm the guy who wrote all the quatrains.
Quatrains? Yeah, I think your quatrain just left the track, man. I think your quatrain's off the track. You know, hey, we've never had this many Category 5s. No, Mr. Henry, you can talk all you want. You can say all those smart mouth things, but we've never, never had Category 5s like this, one on top of the other, threatening two major Americans. Well, you know, we actually had four. 2 years running, baby. I got it right here. I had Mr. Dickman look it up for me. Between September of 1960 and October of 1961. What's that? A little over a year? Four Category 5 hurricanes. Donna, Ethel, Carla, and Hattie.
Who are they, sisters?
Who?
They members of your family?
Those are hurricanes.
Oh!
Yeah, that's right. Donna, Carla, and Hattie are in my family. Donna, Ethel, Carla, and Hattie, each one a Category 5. Donna clocked out. She came in at about 160 miles per hour. Carla, now she was packing a little punch, 175 miles per hour. But the rest of them, Hattie and Ethel, 160. Woo! And that was within 1 year and 1 month, four Category 5s. Now, I'll just compare it to the last, and this would be 2 years, 2003 to 2005. We've had four in 2 years. Now, why didn't the world end in 1961? I'll tell you why it didn't end. Because the Beatles hadn't yet come to America. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
So my guy's going up to college. And that's going to be on Sunday or Saturday. Alex, good luck to you, man. You're going to kick some serious. And this is a proud father speaking, so I'm sure you'll forgive the use of the language. Ass.
You filthy-minded.
Yeah. Anyway, Alex, do it, man. He's going up to Davis. And I think it's a very, very good omen, man, that Davis just took Stanford out. Last 8 seconds, touchdown pass. Heartbreak City. Ooh, man. I think that's a good omen for you, brother. So onward and upward. Mom and I are going to come up and see you. We got the season tickets. Every time there's a home game, we're up there. We're going to bug you. We're going to bust in on your dorm room. We're going to flick the lights on and off and bug you while you're studying and stuff like that. All right? Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.